Hi, this is Sean King from Your Mac Life. We are here at Macworld Expo San Francisco 2006. Thanks to our friends at Apple Specialist at applespecialist.com. We're standing here talking to Sid Raza of Trans International. Sid, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Sean. How are you?
I am doing great. You guys have come up with the, I guess, the head-shrunken G5. Folks, check this thing out. The Mini G. What is this thing, Sid?
This is an external drive enclosure in one bay, two bay, and four bay, which can go up to 2 terabytes of external storage solutions in SATA and FireWire versions. Either way, either or.
FireWire 400, 800?
FireWire 400, 800 or SATA or eSATA versions.
Do these come popular with drives? Can folks go to transintl.com and buy them with drives or put their own drives in?
You can do either. They come in 5 different flavors, and they come as empty shells as well as you can sell them with populated drives.
Why are they designed like this, Sid? This is the coolest thing. Some of the rumor sites actually thought that these were the new G5 that Apple was going to announce. Duh, they're not. They kind of look like a full-size tower G5.
That was the whole idea behind it, to keep the power supplies outside and have themselves cool, because they're made out of T5052 aluminum,
okay,
and which is a heat dissipator itself.
Really?
And that keeps the heat down. The reason for keeping the power supplies outside is they create magnetic fields, which is dead to the drives. So the combination of both, plus giving a look and clear anodizing with the Mini G logo, just gives a Mini G look to complement the G5.
They look gorgeous. You said that these are heat dissipating. Does that mean these are going to get hot to the touch or anything?
We have tested them in a 72-degree environment for 7 days, and they have maintained a 47-degree Celsius heat, and IBM or other manufacturers recommend about 55. So we have managed to keep the heat down. Now, the one bay and two bay are fanless. There's no fan in it, but the four bay does have a small fan because it has 4 drives in it, but you could hardly hear it.
So the fans aren't, if they have next to your G5, they're going to be that whirring noise.
No, not at all. Absolutely not.
What's the cost on these things?
These are at $499, $299, and $99 for enclosures only. Yep. And then you can go with the market price of the hard drives and populate them. They're roughly, I would say, less than $1 a gig.
You guys also have over here, you're selling Trans International Mac Minis?
Yes, these are known as the Mini Ds. This is something new that, you know, we have got for the Mac Minis. These are external storage devices with 3 hubs, FireWire and FireWire 400, and USB ports. And these complement with the new Mac Mini and gives you external storage of 500 gigabytes.
Wow. These are USB 2 ports?
These are USB 2 ports, yes.
FireWire?
And FireWire 400s. Yes, sir.
External power, they've got, what are these buttons here on the side? This is an auto button. What does that mean?
Auto buttons, if you want to leave them on for USB, you could do that, or you can put them on auto, and it can recognize either the FireWire or the USB.
Are these daisy chainable?
Yes, sir. They're daisy chainable, yes.
Can you stack them on top of each other? A lot of there's a heat issue.
No, there's absolutely no heat issues, because it's got a heat sink in the back, as well as it has perforations for the airflow. There's a small fan inside, and these are the air vents that keeps it cool.
They look great. What's the price point on these things?
They are going for $69 just for the shells. And, again, the market price of the hard drives, ATA, regular ATA hard drives, will go in there.
Folks, we're talking to Sid Raza of the Trans International, transintl.com. Sid, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate it, buddy.
This has been Sean King from Your Mac Life. We are here in San Francisco at Macworld Expo 2006. Thanks to our friends at Apple Specialist at applespecialist.com. See ya. We're here at Apple Expo in Paris. Paris. Dude! At applespecialist.com. See ya! King from Your Mac Life. We are here at the Apple Expo. Why did I do it again? I've been Sean King from Your Mac Life. We are here at San Francisco because I don't know what I'm talking about! Gee!